while back.
And we're good now? That was not the riddle. Here's the riddle. If you know the answer, you can shout it out. All right, now I don't tell jokes from the pulpit, but I thought a riddle would be okay. All right, what is it? It has four legs in the morning. I'm not done yet. He knows, though. It has two legs in the afternoon, and it has three legs at night. What is it? What's that? A man. That is right. Give that boy, yeah. Awesome. Awesome. It is a man, or it is a woman. It represents that whenever we're young, we are crawling on our hands and our knees. When we get older, we are walking upright. When we get older, we have a cane or need help walking. Well, this morning, we're going to be looking at the fifth command. And specifically, we're going to be looking at how does it apply to every season of life. How does it apply to those who are young? How does it apply to those who are middle-aged? How does it apply to those who are older? We've been looking at the Ten Commandments for 4 weeks. This is the fifth week as we look at the fifth command. The first four commandments focus on our vertical relationship with the Lord. Jesus essentially summarized the first four commands by saying, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. It focuses on how we can have a better relationship with God. But then the next six, command 5 through 10, focus horizontally. It focuses on our relationship with our family, our relationship with other people. Jesus summarized all of those commands whenever he said, love your neighbor as yourself. When he came down the mountain, he came down Mount Sinai, and he had the Ten Commandments. It says that he had two stone tablets. Now, sometimes whenever we see pictures of those stone tablets, we'll see five commandments on one tablet and five commandments on the other tablet. Odds are great that's actually not how they were presented. Most likely, each stone tablet had all of the Ten Commandments on the front and the back, and the second copy was simply a duplicate copy. During that time period, if you had a legally binding contract, you always made two copies. No different than whenever you go to a restaurant and you check out, you get two copies. They were to take those two copies, and the Bible says that one copy was then placed in the Ark of the Covenant, and then the other copy would have been out for people to read. And so this morning, we're going to be examining, if you want, you could say the second part of the Ten Commandments as we focus on how does God's Word apply to the people around us. So if you have your Bibles, I invite you to turn to Exodus chapter 20, where we've been the last few weeks. I'm going to invite you to look at verse 12. Exodus chapter 20, and I'm going to read verse 12. God's Word says this, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which your God gives you. Will you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that you will be with your people this morning. Lord, I pray that you'll give us a great understanding of your word and how it applies to the people around us. Lord, be with the mothers and the fathers who are here today, the grandparents and the grandmothers, those of us who are simply young children who still have living parents. Lord, I pray that no matter what season of life we find ourselves in, that we'll be reminded that your word is living, it is active, and it still applies to all seasons of life. I pray, Lord, that you'll help us to know how this specific text speaks to us specifically this morning. Lord, we love you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What we'll find in this text is that there are two parts of this commandment. The first part deals with children honoring their parents, And then the implication is that parents are to be honorable. The question that we often ask when we read this text is, do we ever outgrow it? Whenever you reach a certain age, you realize you're no longer a child. And this text says for children to honor their parents. So you may wonder, I'm no longer a child, so how does this text apply to me? What I believe from God's word is just like that riddle applies to each season of life. I believe that in each season of life, we are to apply this text in a different way. And so what I want to do this morning is first give an overview and then describe how it applies to each specific season of life that you may find yourself in. First, I want you to notice, according to God's word, you are to honor your parents. You are to honor your parents. Notice what the command itself says. Look at the command. It says, honor your father and your mother. The word honor, it means to make heavy. To make heavy. It means that you're not to take your parents lightly, not to take their words lightly, that you are to have, there's a heaviness about them, there's an honor about them. And notice how it applies in three different ways. Notice first, when you are young, honor means obedience. When you're young, honor means obedience. Paul, whenever he was expounding on this text, he wrote about it in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1, and this is what he said. He said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. That word obey, it means under and listen. In other words, children are under their parents, and children should listen to their parents. I feel like we live in a culture today where it's gotten backwards, hasn't it? It seems as though the children are over their parents, and the parents are listening too much to their children, no longer over their children. Parents are to be over their children first, because that is how God ordained the home. But then second, just practically, because your parents know more than their children. One man, he worded it like this. He said, by the time a man realizes that maybe his father was right, he usually has a son who thinks he is wrong. You ever wondered what it would be like to live in a world that were ruled by children? Maybe you think, well, that's today's newspaper. I read the other day the rules of a toddler. I want to read you the rules of a toddler. Number one, if I like it, it's mine. Number two, if it's in my hand, it's mine. Number three, if I can take it from you, it's mine. Number four, if I had it a little while ago, it's mine. Number five, if it's mine, it must never appear to be yours in any way. Six, if I am doing or building something, all the pieces are mine. Number seven, if it looks like mine, it's mine. Eight, if I saw it first, it's mine. Number nine, if you are playing with something and you put it down, it automatically becomes nine. Mine, not nine. Number 10, lastly, if it is broken, it's yours. Property rules of a toddler, and it kind of expands to children as well. We don't need to have children running our households. It is the parents' God-given responsibility to be over their children. God has placed you in authority and expects you to lead your children. And here's the thing. Parents, if you don't teach your children honor and respect, you are predispositioning them towards hell. And here's why. If they don't learn honor and respect from you, they will not have honor and respect for authority, for the police, for the president, for God himself. It is our responsibility. It starts at home. And that is why the very first command that goes from focusing on God to focusing on man, it begins at home. And our homes are under attack. And that is why it begins at home. We must teach our children to honor our parents. Honor means obedience when you are young. But this command actually has some limits. If your parents asked you to do something sinful, that is where you lovingly, respectfully look them in the eye and say, Mama, I love you. Daddy, I love you. But I can't do that. That is why Jesus said, in comparison, you must hate your mother and your father compared to how much you love God. You are to honor your parents, but it is limited if they are involved in sin or asking you to do something sinful. So number one, whenever you're young, honor means obedience. But second, when you're an adult, honor means respect. When you're an adult, honor means respect. Because you can actually obey someone, but not respect them. I think I've told you before about the time whenever I was a child, young teen, somewhere in that range. My father came in and he said, hey, we're getting ready to go. Water the dog real quick. Well, instead of getting a heavy pail and giving the dog as much water as it wanted, I went and got a little styrofoam cup, something that would just be easy to turn over. I gave it to the dog. The dog was just making a mess. My father came in. He said, son, water the dog properly. Get a heavy pail and give it as much as it wants. We're going to be gone for a while. Well, as soon as he turned around and walked out the door, I just started mocking him. I was frustrated. I was obeying, but I was just really telling me what to do. I was getting into it. About that time, he walked back in and just saw me. And he said, son, are you mocking me? And I knew better than to lie to my dad. And I said, yes, sir. And I can't remember what happened after that. It happened so fast. But if the way I remember, in one swift move, he took off his belt, bent me over, and it was over before it begun. You can obey and not respect. When you're an adult, or even as a child, there needs to be obedience. But when you're an adult, it's really a matter of respect. You are to respect your parents. So what does respect look like? Well, one, it means not mocking them. Another, it means, let's say you have a conversation with them and maybe they turn around and they're out of your range. It's not speaking badly about them, making fun of what they're saying. It's not telling embarrassing stories about things that happened behind closed doors. It's not being rude. It's not being sarcastic. It's not being short. We are to honor our parents. We are to respect our parents, even if they're not acting respectable. God has placed them over you, and the Bible says that we are to honor governing authorities, and that includes your parents. First, we see when we're young, honor means obedience. Whenever we are getting older, honor means respect. Once you notice, third, whenever they are older, honor means taking care of them. When they're older, honor means taking care of them. There comes a point in life when the roles are reversed. It's been said that you are a child twice and an adult once. Your parents took care of you. They birthed you. You owe your existence to them. And out of love and respect, when they get older, you are to take care of them. Now, that's going to look different depending on your circumstances. It might be helping them with groceries. It might be preparing them a meal. It might be living with them or letting them live with you, making sure they have a place to stay. It all depends on the circumstances. But you are to lovingly take care of your parents. Two scriptures to write down to back that up from the New Testament. One is 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 4. This is what God's word says. It says, but if a widow has children or grandchildren, these should first of all put their religion into practice by caring for their own family, and so repaying their parents and grandparents, for this is pleasing to God. Because your parents or grandparents is pleasing to God when you take care of them. Another one is 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 8. It says, but for those who won't care for their relatives, especially those in their own household, have denied the true faith, such people are worse than unbelievers. Here Paul gives some advice to young Timothy. And he says, if you are a Christian and you won't even take care of your parents, you shouldn't even be calling yourself a Christian, because even the pagans do that. It is your responsibility to take care of your parents at an older season of life. Heard a story just a few weeks ago about an older gentleman who had Parkinson's and he was losing his eyesight. And he came to live with his son and his daughter-in-law. As he ate his meals, because his Parkinson's was so severe, it caused him to tremble, and sometimes he would make messes at the table. One day, in the middle of helping the father to eat, the daughter-in-law got so angry. She said, I can't live like this anymore. And she took her father-in-law by the hand, led him into a corner, gave him a stool, gave him a bowl, and said, you need to eat in this corner from now on. You're no longer welcome at our table. That continued for several days and months. They would bring him his food. One day as he was eating, he bumped the bowl. It fell off the table and shattered. She said, if you are acting like a pig, I'm going to treat you like one. And she went and got a wooden trough, essentially is what it was, and gave him that trough to eat out of. It continued for several days. And one day their four-year-old son was in the floor playing with some wooden blocks. The mother said, what are you doing? He said, I'm making you a trough for whenever you and daddy get older. Immediately the parents just started sobbing and led the father back to the table and restored his dignity. You are to honor your parents. And how you honor them at a later season of life is to take care of them. They once took care of you, and even if they did not do you a good job, even if they did not take care of you properly, the Bible says that we are to do it for the Lord. We're not doing it because your mom or your father deserves it. We are to do it because we love the Lord. And out of our love for the Lord, we serve mom, we serve dad, as though it were the Lord that we are serving. Jesus once said, you gave me water, you gave me food. And the disciples said, when did we do this for you? And he said, when you did it to the least of these. Your elderly parents fall into the least of these. We are to honor our parents through obedience, through respect, through taking care of them. But then there's a second part that goes along with this command. Second is this. Parents, you are to be honorable. You're to be honorable. You are to deserve proper respect. You are to deserve proper obedience. You are to deserve being taken care of. You are teaching your children. You teach what you know, but you really reproduce who you are. And so if you are constantly telling your children, you know, don't do what I do, do what I say, that might last a little while in the household, but once they get out of the house, they're no longer doing what you say, they are doing what you do. You are to be honorable people. You are to serve the Lord and teach your children about the Lord. And it doesn't matter how old you are or how old your children are. It doesn't matter if your children are grown, you are still to teach them about the Lord. The Bible says this in Deuteronomy chapter 6, the Shema, it says this, "These commandments which I give you today shall be on your hearts, and press them on your children. Talk about them when you sit in your home, when you walk along the road, when you lay down, and whenever you get up." This whole life, when you're coming and going, it is not that Sunday morning is church. And so many parents, they believe that they should bring their children to church and that it is the church's responsibility to teach their children. Mom, dad, grandparent, it is not the church's job to teach your children about the Lord. It is your job. You are to rise up and lay down, constantly teaching even your adult children about the Lord. Notice how this command ends. Notice the very final sentence of the fifth command. It says, "So that your days may be prolonged in the land of the Lord, of the land which your Lord God has given you." Now there are times when the good they die young. This isn't a promise that says that this will always be the case. But this is a promise, generally speaking, that parents, when you teach your children how to be honorable, how to show proper respect, it will carry over and allow them to have long and fruitful lives. So in conclusion, I simply say this. The greatest way for you to teach your children how to honor their parents is for them to see you honoring your own. Will you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, teach us how to honor our parents. Lord, at whatever challenging season we may be in, Lord, teach us to honor our parents. But Lord, I pray that you'll teach us how to be honorable. Teach us to be worthy of praise, worthy of respect. Teach us how to lead and love our children. Lord, we love you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning. I simply want to invite you to come and pray that God will give you wisdom to know how to take care of your parents. If your parents have already passed and you have children, I'll invite you to pray that you will know how to lead them by you being honorable. I invite you to stand. I invite you to come. few announcements. One, if you open your bulletin, you will see a paper that I had put there. I want to know what y'all would like to hear me preach on. And so you might have a favorite book. You might have a favorite book of the Bible. You might have a favorite text. You might have a favorite topic. You say, man, I would love to hear that topic preached on. Now is your chance. I did this last week. I got a huge number of responses back. I got three back. All right, that's not helpful. Help me out here. Fill it out. Think about it. Give it to me. Give it to one of our deacons. Make sure it gets to me. That way, once this series is over, sometime this summer, I can know what the needs of the congregation are. What are your needs? A few other things. Today is the very last day to get tickets for the Valentine Day banquet. And so if you don't have a ticket yet, which I'm going to get with you after the service, okay? Make sure you... Go ahead. Sounds like there's going to be a wall around the area. All right, so get your ticket. In just a moment, we're going to hear our Sunday school report. This time, I do want to have the Grimsleys come back, if y'all would join me at this time. Grimsleys came last week and said they were interested in joining the church, so they came, and I met with them for the new members class, although they taught me more than I taught them. But we had a great visit, and I enjoyed that so much. And so after the service is over, be sure to come and introduce yourself, shake their hand. But this time, if you would welcome them into the church as members, would you just say praise the Lord? And get to know them. They are just a great young couple that have been married. Remind me how long?
68 years.
68 years. Praise the Lord for that. And give them a hand. And so do come and get to know this couple after the service is over. All right, can we get the Sunday school report at this time?